Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
The battle for America is on.
There is no greater cruelty than what comes from someone whose sympathies follow their politics. You also must watch out for politics that follow sympathies, but that's less dangerous. Understanding who you are has a very large part in fulfilling your potential. The kingdom suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. What did Jesus mean by that? My friends, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
There is no greater cruelty than what comes from someone whose sympathies follow their politics. You must also watch out for politics that follow sympathies, but as I pointed out in the introduction, that is less dangerous. If you are a male, but too weak to get into the ring with a man, you're probably not going to go very far as a boxer. If you deny what you are and force your way into female sports so you can have an advantage and beat up a girl, you're a scoundrel. A puke, a pusillanimous coward, a gutless predator without heart or soul. A contemptible miscreant, depraved, and deranged. My great-grandfather would say, you are not worth the buckshot it would take to send you to Hades. That's interesting, isn't it? Hell is a Bible word, right? I realize it would be questionable using it in that particular kind of a context, but is it, really? I question sensitivities to refined for Bible words. If Jesus can warn us of the unquenchable fire and not wince nor sashay demurely when he speaks of the torment of hell, not hesitate to call those bastards who live in sin without chastisement and dress down the hypocrites who think themselves more righteous than God, calling them out as vipers and snakes full of dead men's bones, I think we can humble ourselves to his righteousness. And why is the brain masseur saying all of this? You know, there is a version of Christianity out there that is truly hellish, and it's that which elevates its own righteousness above the Bible, above God, above his word, that plays on the sensitivities of the weak-minded and self-righteous to, feel sad, for example, for the cows we eat, and virtually ignore the predation of child molesters, who cry with the crocodile a crock of prodigious tears about the plight of the druggies whacked out on fentanyl, courtesy of China, by the way, via Mexico, and then curse Trump's efforts to stop this travesty through the enforcement of immigration laws, and his pressure to put these people in hospitals instead of letting them wallow in their own feces and vomit on the streets, littering the gutters with their dead bodies. It's horrible. Or near dead bodies. I saw this picture of a guy going around taking pictures of these people, poking them, trying to wake them. That's just, I tell you, tear your heart out. Certainly these people have a father somewhere, or a mother, or a brother, or sister, somebody that cares about them and has no idea where they are. Why don't we reconnect them with their families? China supplies the precursor chemicals needed to create the drug to the Sinaloa and Jalisco New Generation cartels. These organizations have been declared foreign terrorist organizations by the U.S. government. All documented here in my notes, by the way, as you know. China is providing material support to two foreign terrorist organizations with full knowledge that these cartels are funneling this drug into our country, bringing death and devastation to everyone connected to and who cares about the 72,776 lives lost in 2023 alone. That's 199 lives lost every day that year. That's more than 8 deaths every hour that year. More than 450,000 Americans have been killed from synthetic opioid overdoses over the last 10 years. This has got to stop. But until we get our sympathies disconnected from political ambition, it's not going to happen. Remember when the liberal answer to our streets being taken over in some communities by druggies was to send them clean needles or provide sanitary places to shoot up? Yeah, that was a great idea. Look what it has produced. Biden ignored the problem. Trump's actions have had an impact. The number of fentanyl deaths has steadily decreased since he began raising awareness of this problem among the Americans in public during the 2024 campaign, and it has continued to decline due to the effects of his policies since he took office. Actually, some policies reaching back to his first term that Biden ended. One thing he has done is to pressure China to stop supplying the cartels. In his first term, in May of 2019, he secured an agreement with Xi to place all fentanyl-related substances under national control. Now, that's easy for a dictator to do, right? I mean, you know, how many Bibles do you suppose China interdicts every year? Well, that's a pretty heavily guarded secret, but I do know of one case in which a Chinese Christian sought to bring Bibles into China to distribute them to those who were interested in having one. He was arrested, and 200,000 Bibles, New Testaments, and other Christian literature were confiscated. He received a 3-year sentence to a Chinese prison, not like our vacation resorts here, har har. Members of his family were also imprisoned. I think China knows how to enforce import and export regulations like they enforce other laws. You know what I mean? China was shipping finished fentanyl, I mean ready for distribution and consumption. And Trump pressured Xi to stop it. Can you believe this? What if the U.S. were sending finished, completed Bibles into China? Well, I get their attention. Responding to Trump's pressure, Xi did choke off shipment of finished, ready-for-distribution fentanyl into the United States, but ignored shipping of the precursor chemicals needed to manufacture it to the cartels in Mexico so they can produce it there and then smuggle it into the U.S. And not only that, but the Chinese ramped up shipping the precursor chemicals, pill presses, laboratory equipment. These wicked evil people decided they would set up the cartels and put them in the business of manufacturing the fentanyl in their home country, Mexico, near the border, under election year pressure on this issue, because Trump kept turning the light of his campaign on this evil business. Biden held a summit with Xi in 2023. Xi promised to do something about it and made a fair show of compliance. Had to help out his buddy, you know. Our DEA finds currently that Chinese companies continue to be the, quote, principal suppliers of precursor chemicals, end quote, used by the Sinaloa and the New Generation Jalisco Cartel, identified as CJNG, to manufacture fentanyl, which they smuggle into the United States. In late 2025, Trump met with Xi and pressed him to designate all 13 major fentanyl precursor chemicals under state regulation, actively regulate 7 specified subsidiaries, and tighten export controls requiring export licenses, and also encouraging cooperation with the United States on this issue and on enforcement. Once again, China has not fully complied, even though the CCP expanded its controlled chemical list, did not include them all, strengthened export regulations, and participated in joint investigations selectively, resulting in some Chinese suppliers becoming more cautious. Somehow, our DEA's threat assessment continues to show Chinese suppliers serve as the principal upstream source of many precursor chemicals used by Mexican cartels to manufacture illicit fentanyl. In fact, the Drug Enforcement Administration published the following statement. China-based chemical manufacturing companies and employees have been indicted for alleged fentanyl manufacturing and distribution. 8 China-based chemical companies, in fact, with 8 employees, were charged in the Middle District of Florida with federal crimes involving the distribution of synthetic opioids like fentanyl and precursor chemicals used in the production of fentanyl. 5 of these defendants were also charged with money laundering. Now, these were convicted in a cooperative arrangement with China. Now, that'll be disputed, but here are the facts, and you put it together for yourself. Throughout 2024 and early 2025, negotiations regarding Chinese cooperation with the case were strained. U.S. officials characterized Chinese offers to declare controlled certain chemicals as bad faith because they largely mirrored existing international obligations. All right, that means they were blowing smoke by pretending to be serious and cooperating when, in fact, they were offering nothing more than what was already in place before these offenses occurred. China would not extradite these defendants to U.S. custody. China attempted to use the issue as a bargaining chip to pressure Trump into removing tariffs. China has its own version of Islamo-negotiation shell games. They pretend to cooperate, but the problems persist. I'll bet if China got as serious about controlling this business as they do about controlling the day-to-day lives of their citizens, social scoring, this matter would disappear as fast as a Uyghur holding a I love you Trump sign in front of Xi's digs on, what is that, Jing'an Avenue, Xiching District, Beijing, which would be almost as fast as the disappearing act of a Uyghur showing up at a public event in the U.S. where Xi is visiting with his bud Biden. Oh, yeah. There are a huge number of assumptions there, but, I'm just saying that I find the left's callousness appalling, how they ply upon the public conscience with reproach and shame on yous for all the unfortunate circumstances and difficulties that fall upon those who are here illegally, arrested and deported for breaking our laws. And yet these same are able to somehow ignore the wailing of the hearts broken, crushed beneath the sorrow of a loved one murdered, raped, or otherwise abused by the illegal alien. Someone who has come to our home or into our home uninvited. I'm sure you've heard that SCOTUS has ruled the TPS status, which stands for Temporary Protected Status, is not permanent protected status, and that Trump is perfectly within his lane to exercise his power as the executive to, execute the will of the people and deport these Haitians who have overstayed their welcome. Much of the case hinged on the argument of whether someone seeking admittance at our border is the same thing or approximates somehow seeking admittance from within our borders. I forget which justice it was who asked, if someone is standing at your door, does that mean they are in your house? Okay? That whole open borders thing was all about getting illegals in here who will vote and so on. It's all political. That's my opinion. I think there's plenty to support it. But it provided cover for those who crept in with them, who came to, traffic our boys and girls, young ladies and young men, who used many of them as mules to pack in their, fentanyl and other murderous drugs. But I do need to conclude this segment. Let's pause a moment and remember Laken Riley, while jogging near her school where she was studying to be a nurse, University in Georgia, in 2024. The Venezuelan man, the illegal that killed her, attacked her while she was jogging, attempted to rape her. She struggled. He took a rock and took her life. Do you hear the scream of horror in the heart of her dear parents, her friends? Does that even matter? The consequences of that man's violation of the law fell on a perfectly innocent young lady who is an American citizen. The Bible teaches that if you don't take care of your own, you're worse than an infidel. And he got in as a consequence of a lax enforcement of our immigration laws and our border. And now, I direct your attention to those Democrats, I think all of them. I hope if some of them stood up, forgive me, I don't mean to impugn all of you, but if you did stand up, but I didn't see any of them standing up when Trump acknowledged the Riley family and their loss. They brazenly, coolly ignored the opportunity they had to express some humanity and some pity and some just basic human kindness to a family who's been devastated by, it was one of their policies, and that was the problem. You see, it's political. They remain seated there, stone-hearted, silent, unlike those whose hearts can only warm to the illegals' usefulness to their political ambitions. For them, it was political, you see. My friends who listen to the Ray Massage Show, you're human, you're humane, and your sense of compassion is not perverted by politics. Why can't these people feel anything? I'm sure they'll tell you, it's not personal, it's political. Rachel Morin, murdered by an illegal, August 5, 2023. This monster entered our country illegally, already a criminal, just by that fact alone, and then preyed upon one of our kids, raped her, murdered her. He was convicted on all counts. Jocelyn Nungeri was strangled to death by a man who stole his way into this country illegally and then stole the life of this 12-year-old Jocelyn, the hideous thief taking advantage of the lax border security of the Biden administration and Harris's negligence, as border czar, shattered the hearts and lives of those who loved this kid. And do you want to know something that separates a MAGA American? You know what? Listen, it's really very germane to the point I'm trying to make. You know it and I know it, fellow MAGA. We would be every bit as furious with any Republican administration that opened our borders and exposed our children to these villainous rapists and murderers because our sympathy, our compassion, it's not tied down to our politics. For example, if any of those Reagan amnestied into our country did any of this kind of stuff, we'd be furious. And by the way, I loudly objected to Reagan's amnesty deal with the Democrats. If a Democratic president showed appropriate regard for a life lost connected to Reagan's, I think, very poor decision to offer amnesty to all of those who were already here at that time, brother, I'm going to stand up and I'm going to show my support for those dear parents because human life is more important to me than my politics. I don't have time to go through the rest, but my prayers continue with these families. Kate Steinle, Molly Tibbetts, the police officer, Corporal Ronald Singh, all murdered by people crossing our border illegally, taking advantage of lax border policies. This does not even take into consideration or into account the many more who have been killed through sex trafficking, drug trafficking, perpetrated by some of these same people who crossed our border illegally. I'm grateful for a president who has put a stop to that evil policy and restored the integrity of our borders. Friend, if we're going to turn this country around, we've got to, at the very least, have the good sense to stay connected to one another on a basic core value of just, you know, what? The essential humanity. The illegals being deported have broken our laws. Lake and Riley didn't break anybody's law. Laws exist to protect and promote public peace and goodwill, but they achieve this only when they're enforced. Now, we need the integrity of our elections to be restored. Hold on. I'll be right back. I appreciate all of you who join me here on the Brain Massage Show. If you enjoy the show and find it helpful, please consider supporting our effort. For the cost of a cup of coffee a month, you can be a great encouragement and help to our cause. Go to brainmassage.net and make a one-time donation or set up a monthly gift of whatever amount appropriately fits your budget, what you can do, and it shows your appreciation for the program.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, signaling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Understanding who you are plays a major role in fulfilling your potential. You are an American, right? I mean, that means something. There is a certain loyalty expected of anyone who claims citizenship in this country. I mean, suppose you play for the Dodgers. It's important to know who you are. If you don't know what team you're on, you don't know how to dress, you don't know where to show up for work, you don't know what to do on the field, you don't know what team you're playing for. Are you an American? If you are a Dodger fan, do you sit in the bleachers of the opposing team? No. You're a Dodger fan. You sit with the Dodgers. Do you root for the opposing team? No. You root for your team. If you are an American, you don't root for communism or socialism. You don't root for Marxism. That's not American. You root for America, not for a country that has killed almost 1,000 Americans, kidnapped 133, plotted but failed to kidnap or assassinate 9 Americans or on 9 different occasions made that effort. Look, every year and often multiple times in the year, the Shia Muslims occupying Iran, which is roughly 9 million of the 90 million folks in the country, these Shia Muslims mass in the streets in the tens of thousands chanting, "Death to America." Why would anyone who calls himself an American cheer for the Revolutionary Guard in Iran? What do you believe? The core beliefs of America are, you know, one, divinely endowed inalienable rights that come from God. Do you believe that? That's what Americans believe. Two, God has given the right of consent to the governed. Do you believe that? If you believe that, well, you can't manipulate election results by allowing non-citizens to vote. If you do, then you're not American. You're anti-American. You might be a citizen, legally, but you're not an American. God gave to mankind the right of self-governance, which includes the right to consent to government. God ordained governments to provide for the defense and the peace and the protection of the persons and prosperity of the people through the enactment and enforcement of laws that derive their just power from the ordaining authority of the power, Romans 13, God. Men are free to consent to a government, but they are not free to independently alter that government to suit themselves, contrary to the will of their neighbors. If you don't consent to be governed by our Declaration of Independence and the core principle of divinely endowed rights from God, well, you can leave. But if you elect to be an American, well, then you're obliged to live under the laws of this land. Again, if you cheat in our elections, you're not an American. Americans believe in the divine right of consent granted to every man who exercises that power through the ballot box. If his candidate does not win, he submits to the governing principle of consent by accepting the expressed will of the people. If an individual or a conspiracy of people, persons, contrive to rig an election to achieve an outcome that is not the honest reflection of the consent of the governed, well, that person is not an American, because that's not the way Americans do things. We cherish our own individual rights and therefore respect the rights of others. Anyone who steals a vote or buys a vote or votes for the dead people and all that kind of thing, that's anti-American. And such a person should lose their citizenship. That's my opinion. Why? They're not American. Why should they be an American citizen? They're not American. No one who cheats in elections should be allowed to participate in elections. Okay, so do you believe that all men are created equal and endowed by the Creator with certain inalienable rights? Do you believe in the principle of the consent of the governed? Do you believe in the inalienable right of free speech, free assembly, of the press and conscience, and the right to bear arms and to be secure in our possessions and so on, the Fifth Amendment? All these things, do you acknowledge all of these expressions of our fundamental inalienable rights? Do you believe in these things or not? And do you acknowledge the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Do you confess He alone is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ? Do you believe that there is no king but Jesus Christ? Well, that's what our founders believed. That's what this nation was built upon that basic affirmation. You see, I'm not saying that if you don't believe these things, you're not a citizen. Because America is a Christian nation, we believe you have the freedom to deny all of this. But if you do, I'm just saying, you're not American. I agree with John Jay that a Christian nation should prefer Christians to rule our country. And I would add that Americans should prefer, well, Americans to rule their cities, states, and our nation. What sense would it make to ask the coach of the Giants to take over the Dodgers while he was continuing as coach of the Giants? If his loyalties are to the Giants, what's going to happen if the Giants are playing the Dodgers and the Dodgers are being directed by the Giants coach? Well, he would not understand the philosophy, the plays, the personalities of the players. Oh, anyway, one of the problems we've had for some time now is that the people ruling our nation, well, they're not Americans. They're not loyal to Americans. They're not loyal to the principles of this country. The Senate is led right now by people who are not Americans. That's why the leadership does not do what they know the Americans want. Americans believe in the consent of the governed, and this has been stolen from us by clever liars who take the kingdom by force using violence. They don't believe in America. They don't believe in divine rights endowed by our Creator to every single individual. They think themselves above us. They think of themselves as our caretakers instead of as our servants. They don't believe in America. They don't believe in the consent of the governed. They don't want Americans to have free and fair elections that are genuinely expressive of the will of we the people. They like the system that has been imposed on us because they're part of it, in which certain parties manipulate the elections toward their own desired outcomes. So the people in office don't work for we the people. They work for, well, whoever it is that puts them in power. There has been a revival of Americanism, and it's being led by a true American patriot named Donald J. Trump. He understands that what has happened is that the power that belongs to the people has been taken from them and vested in a bureaucracy that rules us by force and deception. And now they are making their move to break us out from under the Declaration and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, something that Obama initiated in earnest. Do you pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States and to the Republic for which it stands? Do you say, one nation under God? Well, okay, who is this God? Do you think the God that George Washington prayed to at Valley Forge is the Islamist God they call Allah? Or as Brigham Young said, is Adam God and the only God with whom we have to do? Are you God? Is your pet God? Is your car God? Is he any of the Hindu gods? When we say one nation under God, what are you saying? Are we talking about the God of Mammon? Do you believe the God George Washington prayed to at Valley Forge is the same God we acknowledge in our Pledge of Allegiance? Well, you should. George Washington believed in the Godhead, the truth, as revealed in Scripture, that the Lord our God is one Lord. And the Father is God, the Son is God, and the Holy Ghost is God. They're not three gods, they're one. If you do, well, you'd be right. America has never acknowledged any other God than that. He has identified himself to us as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's the God we mention in our pledge. He has identified himself as the God of Israel. And yeah, that's the God we acknowledge in our pledge. And as the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is important that you know who you are, what team you're on. You see, if you believe that every God, that everything or being that calls itself God, or that everything or person anyone decides is God to them, is the God of America, well, you're messed up. You're a Baal worshiper. You worship Baal. You do not worship, nor do you acknowledge the God of America. So if you are an American and you don't acknowledge the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ as the only true and living God, well, you don't worship the God of America. Now, does that mean you're not an American citizen? I already pointed this out. No, it doesn't mean that. It does mean, however, that you're not American. You are something else that has come along over the years that worships some other God or no God. So you are like the Samaritan woman who doesn't know what she worshiped. John 4, I must conclude. But on this upcoming July 4th holiday, think about who you are. As an American citizen, have you forgotten who you are? Have you forgotten the God of your fathers? This is a very big problem because the Bible says the wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God, Psalms 9:17. When the kingdom was given to Nebuchadnezzar, God used him to make something very clear to the Gentile nations, and we are one of them. You might be pagan, you might have all kinds of problems, but there's one thing we're going to get clear here, and that is you must acknowledge and humble yourself to acknowledge the one true and living God. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God of Israel. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And you are his servant. Get that straight before it's too late. The kingdom suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. I'm going to carry on with this Saturday night for the Rain Massage Live, episode number 1099. Find us on Rumble X and our two Facebook pages. Go to brainmassage.net. to sign up for notifications and a link. Leave a message for me on our listener response hotline. Use 805-314-2114.
Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.